The Buddhism is growing so strongly in our world. We do need more teachers. We really do need more monks and more nuns. Now the salary is no good, but you get lots of job satisfaction.
咁咧人工就唔高㗎啦，咁個都會知啊。但係咧，我哋有一個好嘅工作嘅滿足感嘅。
And you have job security. No one will ever sack you.
咁就話咧，你永遠都唔會有人會炒你魷魚嘅。
Okay.
I just put it in the order.
Okay, good.
Okay. 即係我係跟住個時間，我唔係話即係冇 purpose， 即係冇一個 priority 㗎。Doing sutra transcription, I think, is concentrate in painting, writing, etc. Is it a kind of meditation? And if I do this kind of jobs, activities, will it be awakened or enlightened me if I do these activities?
Yeah.
咁呢個同修就問咧，如果佢係做一啲即係經典嘅翻譯啦，去畫畫啦，去寫作啦。呢啲又咪一種其中一種嘅禅修嘅方法，咁同埋呢啲咧會唔會令到我亦都可以開悟咧
？It will help you, but you don't really get enlightened. If you do lots of cooking, will that actually feed you? No, it's the eating which feeds you, not the cooking.
咁咧呢啲活動咧可以幫我哋，但係就唔可以令到我哋開悟，即係好似你去煮飯咧。唔係個煮飯令到你飽，係你食先至係飽嘅。
So doing the transcribing or whatever is a very peaceful occupation. But when you get home, turn that peace into deep meditation.
咁我哋當我哋即係譯經啊，翻譯經嘅時候咧，我哋好嗰陣時我哋會好平靜嘅。當我哋翻屋企嘅時候咧，希望將呢一個平靜帶落去我哋個禪修之中。
Okay, next one.
And this one is, I have experienced qi, that's the energy, that's kind of Chinese qi, floating up and down my body and wrapping me up so tight, that's like a balloon, that I cannot move, but was very alert of my surroundings. And I also have to move my body back and forth in a rocking position during meditation. This mimita.And someone said this is my body trying to heal itself, to heal itself. Is that correct? And should I look forward to having these reactions? Can I share this experience with others?
咁呢個同學咧就話佢就經驗到啲氣啊，啲氣喺個身體度咧，個喺最初個身體裏邊上上落落啦。咁臨到最後咧就可以將佢成個人包住咗啊。佢包住咗佢之後咧，佢仍然知道佢個周圍有啲咩事發生嘅。咁佢咧就要需要將個身體搖前搖後啊，即係佢禪修時咧，佢個身體搖前搖後嘅。咁佢問老師呢個係咪嗰個慈相？咁同埋咧，有人同佢講咧，佢話佢個身體如果係咁樣做嘅話咧，佢身體係開始去治療自己，去醫自己啊。咁問老師呢個係咪真嘅？咁同埋咧，佢就想去再去有呢啲咁嘅經驗。咁同埋佢有啲經驗之後，佢可唔可以同人分享
？You're close, but not all the way yet. So please let go of the body, because if that chi, if that energy is stuck in the body, yes, you get stiff. Yes, you get energy, but you don't get the bliss and the freedom when it's just the mind and no more body.
我哋如果仲係將啲氣咧，仲喺個身體裏邊嘅話咧，我哋攞唔到個自由啊，同埋嗰個個喜樂啊，咁你係好接近，但唔係嗰個老師講嘅嗰個狀態。
And it's true that healing can happen then, but it's even more powerful healing when you get out of the way and you're with the mind and you can't even feel the body. And when you get out of the way, that's when the body heals itself the best.
咁你係個，亦都係可以係話你個治療嘅一段。但係如果我哋將嗰個我哋個身體都冇埋嘅時候咧，就更加好嘅治療嘅方法。
Next question.
And then, can you share with others and
Oh yeah, of course you could share anything.
你可以同人分享啦。And then she the guy looking forward to this kind of reaction, rocking forward and backward.
I'll mention this point now that sometimes when you get into some deep meditation, sometimes you think you're rocking backwards and forwards, but you're sitting perfectly still.
但呢老師再講一次就話，有陣時我哋好深嘅定裏邊咧，我哋以為自己喐。
I remember having an argument with one meditator in Australia. He said, no, Ajahn Brahm, I was rocking. I knew I was rocking. I said, I'm going to take video of you because I kept my eyes open and you were perfectly still.
咁呢老師試過喺澳洲呢有個人成日同佢拗話我係坐嗰陣時係喐嚟喐去嘅。咁老師我擘大隻眼望住你呢就算我同你影 video 呢你睇到你係好坐得好定嘅。
Because there's this stage in the meditation.When your perception becomes free, you're always told to perceive things in a certain way. You're so brainwashed. And now perception plays around. Sometimes you feel you're floating in the air, or you're expanding and blowing up into a balloon, or you're sinking into the ground, and you're perfectly still. It's just perception is having games.
This is our perception or our concept of changing.因為我哋慣咗呢有啲概念，就係我係會飛啊、會坐啊之如此類嘅概念咧。當你呢啲概念就同你玩嘢啦，但實際上你坐得好定嘅。
It's not dangerous, but it's good fun. Because meditation could be so boring. When these things happen, when you feel yourself explode, wow, that's interesting. That's like going to movie.
咁呢啲咧，因為我哋。即一般人嚟講會覺得個禪修好悶嘅，咁你啲概念同你玩嘢嗰陣時，你發覺自己識得爆啊，會飛嗰時，你覺得好開心。
So when anything happens, just make peace, be kind, be gentle, and enjoy it. It's perfectly safe. I give you money back guarantee. I've been teaching meditation about 30 years. I haven't had a casualty yet.
咁老師咧就教咗30年禅修啦，咁佢話如果真係有咩問題，如果你有生命嘅危險之類嘅話咧，佢一定會還翻錢俾你嘅。咁佢呢啲咧就佢教咁耐都未試過有一次係有啲意外發生嘅。
Okay, next question.
And I was once told that the purpose of meditation is to understand myself. Is this understanding of myself achieved through having mindfulness and letting go?And how does understanding myself help me to have more peace of mind and be happier? And lastly, will that reduce my desire or knowing what to do and what to choose?
Yeah, in Chinese, sorry.
Yeah. 咁呢個同修就問咧，佢就有聽過人同佢講過咧，禅修咧就係去明白自己啊。咁佢就問老師：呢個明白自己咧，係咪要用一個即係專注力咧？我哋今日講嗰個mindfulness 嗰個覺察力同埋係放下就可以做到咧。咁同埋咧，呢個understanding myself， 即係我明白我自己咧，可唔可以令到我有個心嘅長和咧？同埋我會開心啲咧？咁同埋呢樣嘢可唔可以令到我減低我嘅渴望個慾求，同埋我識得去點樣做人咧？
Of course, this is the best way to understand yourself, to understand how you work. And as you meditate, you find all the ways which you work. So you can fix up, just like fixing up the car. You know, sometimes the car makes funny sounds and sometimes it doesn't go well. And when you go under the engine or under the car bonnet and you look at the engine and you tweak it all up and make it work so it just goes perfectly smoothly. That's what happens in meditation.You understand your mind, yourself, and you make it work just so peacefully, so you can drive without any suffering at all in your life.
咁老師俾咗好好嘅比喻啦，即係我哋做禅修咧，就開始明白自己，就好似你整架車，你踎喺個車底度拆開架車，慢慢去整，開始就將一啲唔好嘅嘢啊、唔好嘅聲啊，你可以將佢整好咗。我哋禅修就係咁啦，就我哋明白好似架車咁，點樣去修理自己。咁如果你係修理到嘅時候，你咪好平和同埋好舒服，咁好似揸車咁舒服啦。
But the best part of it is you find there's nobody in here. Oh, that's such a relief to find there's no Ajahn Brahm. Because if there was an Ajahn Brahm, oh, I'd be so stressed out at how you think about me. Do you like me or do you not like me? I don't care because there's no one in here to like or dislike. It's so much more fun when you're not here.
咁最重要嘅一度咧，就係我哋話所謂我哋明白自己咧，最重要嘅就明白就係原來係冇我哋自己嘅。如果冇咗我哋自己嘅時候，我哋唔會擔心人點睇我啊，我點睇人啊，諸如此類嘅時候咧，幾自由幾自在咧。
There's an old story from Islam, from the Sufis, because there was this Sufi saint. He was really good fun called Nasruddin, and he had some disciples. And after teaching them a retreat.He took them to the fair for some entertainment. And at the fair, there was an archery contest. You know, for a few dollars, you can get 3 arrows. And if you hit the target in the middle, you got big teddy bear.
咁呢就呢个係回教一个古仔嚟嘅，一个佢哋做一个禅修营呢。咁禅修完之后呢，佢就去一个嗰啲嘉年华会去玩。咁嗰度有啲咧就俾你射箭啲遊戲咧，你只係俾幾蚊咧，你就可以有幾支箭去射噶啦。
So this teacher Nasruddin, he brought 3 arrows, and his student said, "We never knew that you were an archer." He said, "I haven't shot an arrow before in my life." And they said, "Don't try, you make a fool of yourself."
咁咧，佢哋個老師咧，我唔識個名啊。咁佢老師咧就去換咗3支箭去射。咁佢啲徒弟就話：你唔好射啊！你未射過，你射過噶啦。咁佢話：我未射過噶。咁啲徒弟話：你唔好射啊！你會出醜噶。
He'd already brought the 3 arrows, so he put the arrow in the bow, aimed it at the target, and it only went about halfway and went in the ground.
You mean the arrow?
The arrow, yes. Didn't even reach the target. Not even halfway.
咁咧，佢又係換咗3支箭啦。咁佢架喺嗰個弓上面啦，即係個箭弓。咁佢就射咯。咁一射完嗰支箭咧，喺中途已經跌低咗，都去唔到嗰個目標嗰度。
He was making a fool of himself。
咁佢咧就變咗一個即係我哋話小丑啦，自己做咗。
But he turned around to his disciples, his students, and said, "That was the shot of a hasty man."
Hasty man. 咁佢話咧，呢個咧就係一個急於做嘢嘅人，急進人做嘢嘅結果啦。即係嗰啲箭喺中間跌咗落地。
So he put the second arrow in the bow. This time he took more time, and he pulled it way back, and it certainly made the distance, but it went about 10 feet to the left of the target, almost hit a man who was watching.
咁咧，佢第二支箭咧，佢就慢慢今次校好個。攻勢佢先去射啦，咁今次射就遠咗少少，但係咧就係離咗一個目標成10尺以外，爭啲可以射到個人。
And everybody began to laugh at him。
咁啲人開始又再笑佢啦。
And he turned around to his disciples and said, "And that was a shot of a proud man."
咁呢個咧就係佢同佢啲門徒講咧，呢個係一個驕傲嘅人嘅行為嚟嘅。
The disciples said, "Stop! You're humiliating us."
咁嗰啲徒弟話：你令到我哋好醜啊！唔該，你唔好再做啦。
And then he put the third arrow in the bow. He pulled it back. He shot the arrow, and it went right in the middle of the target. And he received his prize, the teddy bear.
咁咧，佢第三支箭咧，佢今次瞄得好準啊！就一箭就射中嗰個目的嗰個 target 啦。咁咧，佢真係贏咗嗰啲熊仔啊，玩具熊啊！
And everybody was surprised because that's such a difficult prize to win. And he'd never shot a bow and arrow before.
咁每一個人都好驚奇，點解佢從來未試過去射箭，點解可以贏到呢一次咧
？And the students asked him, "Well, if the first shot was the shot of a hasty man, and the second shot was the shot of a proud man, who was the third shot?" And he said, "Oh, that was me."
咁佢就話啦，咁佢啲徒弟問佢究竟咁係點解呀？佢話第一支箭呢就一個好急躁嘅人做嘅嘢，咁第二支箭呢就一個好驕傲嘅人嘅做嘅嘢，咁第三個人做嘅嗰個就係我啦。
Okay, next question.
How meditation can help us to get rid of greed, anger and ignorance and self-grasping? And for me, when I get the meditation blissBut I still got delusions. Then how can I liberate myself?
这个中文就是禅修怎样可以帮我们去除那三毒，贪嗔痴和我执。那我得到禅悦之后呢，就个烦恼依然，那我们怎样去解脱呢？
One of the reasons why you have meditation bliss is because you're not holding any heavy shopping bags anymore.
咁老师话点解你可以有一个禅修啊？即系我哋嘅禅悦咧，就因为你已经唔再去俾其中我哋话有两个过去嘅将来嗰个购物袋去困住你啦。
Because you stopped all wanting, you're perfectly at peace and happy.
因为你已经开始冇咗个渴求，所以你系完全嘅。
And at the very least, you understand the two freedoms, the freedom of desire, where you have many, many things you want, and the second freedom, the freedom from desire.
咁你明白到我哋放嗰个解脱放下嗰个冇追求个欲望嘅自由，但系仲有一个就系我哋冇个离欲嘅嗰个离欲嗰个解脱。
Once there were five children playing a game. It was called the wishing game. And the rules of the wishing game are like this. Every child had a wish, and the child who came up with the best wish would win the wishing game.
咁呢有一个希望嘅游戏，咁有五个小孩仔呢，咁个游戏嘅规则就咁。五个小孩仔每人可以做一个愿望。咁边个愿望最好嘅咧，就可以赢呢个游戏啦。
And the first child said, "I want Nintendo, because he loved playing video games."
咁第一个咧
，Nintendo， he loved playing computer games。
佢中意嗰个任天堂嗰个游戏机，因为佢中意玩游戏机。
And the second child had more time to think, so she said, "I want computer game store, because if I've got a computer game store."I won't just get one computer game, I can get heaps of them. And whenever there's a new one, I can get it first because I own the shop.
咁呢佢話第二個就比較諗得清楚少少啦。佢話唔係，我要一個電腦嘅遊戲機，因為佢電腦嘅遊戲機係可以 download 好多電腦去玩嘅。咁如果係任天堂得一部嘅啫，咁所以佢話我鍾意咁，有新嘢嘅時候我有得玩啦。
So that was a much better wish. But the third child, he was very clever. He said, if I had a wish,I would wish for $100 billion, not Hong Kong, US.
咁第三個仲聰明啲，佢話咧，如果我真係有一個願望嘅咧，我要100亿係嘛，100 billion 嘅美金。
Because with $100 billion, first of all, I'd buy my own video game store, because I like video games too.
咁咧，因為佢話我如果我要100亿美金嘅咧，我第一样嘢可以做就俾第二个叻，我就已经买咗间铺头啦。
But the trouble is, when I keep playing computer games, my mummy keeps telling me I must do my homework. So once I bought my own computer game store, then I'll buy my own school. If I own a school, I won't need to go and study there, and I can still give myself top marks.
咁佢咧，佢好聪明嘅，佢话嗱，我打机之后咧，我阿妈实揞我要我翻学要读书嘅。咁我想我第二樣嘢咧，有100亿美金嘅時候咧，我要買間學校。咁如果買咗間學校嘅話咧，我可以仍然係第一個學生考得最好嘅，所以我唔使翻學。
When I graduate from my own elementary school, then I can buy my own high school. When I graduate from my own high school, I can buy my own university and give myself PhD. That way, my mummy will be happy and I can spend all my time playing computer game.
咁佢話我買完小學之後咧，畢咗業之後我就買中學，中學之後我就再買大學。咁我直到我可以攞埋個哲學博士嘅話咧，咁嗰時候我阿媽就唔會揞我啦。但係即係咁耐以來咧，我真係需要打機嘅啫。
And with $100 billion, whatever I want, whenever I want it, I can always buy it because $100 billion is more than anybody could spend in a whole lifetime.
咁因為如果我有100亿美金嘅話咧，冇一個人可以向我咁有錢，我可以買乜都得啦。
So the third child was winning the wishing game.
咁所以第三個細路仔咧就贏咗呢個咁嘅願望嘅遊戲。
And there are two children left. Now, can you get a better wish than $100 billion? $200 billion is the same. It's just as much money as you can spend.
咁其中兩個細路仔點解冇聲出咧？因為如果你有100亿嘅時候，200亿嚟講已經冇乜分別噶啦，所以其嗰兩個已經冇講嘢啦。
But the fourth child, a girl, she was very, very clever.She got a wish which was clearly much better than the $100 billion. She said, if I had a wish, I'd wish for 3 wishes. That's a wish. And for my first wish, I'll have computer game store. My second wish, I'll have $100 billion US. And for my third wish, I'll have 3 more wishes. That way I can go on forever. Beat that.
咁呢個人咧，第四個細路仔仲聰明，佢唔係攞咁簡單嘅。佢話我如果我有一個願望嘅話咧，我係由呢個願望希望有3個願望。咁3個願望第一個係咩咧？就好似第二咁，我買咗嗰、那個電腦遊戲機嘅鋪頭。咁第二個咧，我就可以有100億，咁我可以買學校啦，即係可以等於第三個細路仔講嘅嘢啦。咁我如果第三個願望就係我再有3個願望，由呢個第三個願望再有3個願望，咁即係一路咁滾落去啦。佢有無限量嘅願望啦，可以。
And there was one child left, and that child, number 5, would win the wishing game. He managed to think of a wish which was far superior than an infinity of wishes granted. He said, if I had a wish, I wish I was so content I never needed any more wishes ever again.
咁第五個咧就真係最聰明啦。咁佢話咧，如果我真係有一個願望嘅話咧，我呢個願望就希望我呢、這個願望令我滿足，我唔需要我任何嘅願望。
So content, you don't need any more wishes. That's the Buddha. It's the end of craving, the freedom from desire. The fourth child, infinity of wishes, is the freedom of desire.The freedom of desire is nowhere near as beautiful and as happy as the freedom from desire. Contentment. You don't need anything anymore. Don't have to go shopping. Don't have to work. Why? You don't need anything. You're perfectly content.
咁第五個細路仔咧就係佛陀，即係佢係完全滿足佢嘅嘢嘅。佢唔需要去做任何嘢，去再攞其余嘅嘢。咁呢个我哋就话由我哋嘅欲望之中去解脱到出嚟嘅。我哋唔需要任何嘢，唔需要做嘢，乜都唔使啦。
So when you get into the deep meditations, it's so blissful. Why? Because you don't want anything. You've let go of wanting. So you've tasted nirvana, the end of all wanting. So content.You don't need anything.
咁所以我哋嘅禅悦嘅意思，即系到你达到涅槃嘅时候咧，你根本所有嘅渴望已经停息咗，你唔需要有任何嘅嘢，你系好满足嘅。咁所以你唔会仲有任何嘅欲望嘅。咁呢个先系叫解脱。
That's how you end all the greed and hatred and all the problems in life. You learn contentment.
咁我哋呢个人，我哋点样可以将我哋而家所有嘅贪嗔痴断除咧，就系我哋有一个满足嘅心。
Okay, next question.
Can meditation help a person to improve their EQ? You know EQ? Emotional quotient, yeah.
Other EQ.
EQ, yeah. Especially in improving self-discipline.
Yeah.
And the B part. How can one tell that their EQ has improved?And it was achieved through meditation to keep motivating him or her to continue meditating. Oh, I see. The point is that if they control their emotion, then they can use this to say to others that the meditation helps to control the EQ. 呢個我諗我冇解錯，應該就係佢話咧嗰個係咪禅修可以幫一個人去改善佢嗰個情緒管理係咪呢個咧？嗰個EQ 係做咩？情緒指數。咁咧，尤其是咧，我可以令到我自己有一個自律啦。咁同埋，如果我個EQ 咧，即係我情緒管理係好咗嘅話咧，咁我咪要點樣話俾人聽？因為我係做咗禅修，所以有呢樣嘢，所以都令到佢個動力繼續去禅修咧。
If you try to control your emotions get worse.
如果我哋话去控制个情绪嘅话咧，我哋情绪会越嚟越差嘅。
If you try and stop being angry, you're just angry at being angry, and now you have double anger.
咁你如果你对个嬲怒有嬲怒心嘅话咧，你根本喺嬲怒上面加多个嬲怒，你系 double 咗佢，你加倍咗佢。
But if you practice meditation, especially the meditation I've been teaching you here, just to let things be. When you let things be, where is your anger? It's gone. Where is your depression? Gone. Where is your fear? Disappeared. Now you're becoming emotionally smart.
咁咧，嗱喺跟呢個老師學嘅方法就係我哋叻哥，我哋放下所有嘅嘢，所以我哋嘅親怒啊、嬲怒啊，所有嘢都放下。咁樣嘅時候，我哋先至叫做係可以控，唔係控制，係嗰個情緒都冇埋啦，已經。
And as your negative emotions disappear, they are replaced by the positive emotions. Things like inspiration, joy, compassion. These are the positive emotions, which take the place of the negative ones when you learn how to meditate.
我哋負面嘅情緒一唔見咗嘅時候咧，取而代之嘅就我哋正面嘅潛個情緒啊。即係喺禅修之中，我哋就係咁樣去轉化咗自己嘅。咁我正面嘅情緒係咩咧？我哋嗰個虔敬心啦，我哋嘅慈悲心啦，我哋嘅隨喜心嘅發展啦。
The man who invented EQ, emotional intelligence, Mr. Daniel Goleman, he's a Buddhist. And the reason why he invented that, because he was doing these brain scans of people to find out who was the happiest. You could have an objective measure of happiness, because it's part of your brain lights up when you're happy.
这个发明 EQ 这个人应该是 Daniel Coleman 一个心理学家，他自己都是一个佛教徒来的。那他用一些科学的，就是用一个测试呢，去试一下是用完禅修之后我们会是开心的。他希望设立一个叫比较客观上的标准来去衡量我们的开心的程度。
Sorry, I was getting this mixed up. It was Daniel Goleman's friend, Professor Davison of Wisconsin University. He was the one who's doing the brain scans.
咁就係係 Dan 係Coleman 嘅朋友，嗰個係一個 professor 喺間學大學嘅，然後佢就係發明呢個用個掃描個腦嚟揾一個指數，話我哋開心與唔開心嘅。
But Professor Davison, he found the happiest person, the one who went off the scale of happiness, never seen anyone even close to being happy like that, was Buddhist monk meditating.
咁佢咧就係Davidson 意思 ，Davidson
嘅。
咁佢咧就係發覺原來咧係嗰個一個佛教嘅出家人咧係最開心嘅，根本就喺佢嗰個佢 set 嘅嘢，原來係已經過曬嗰啲指標嘅已經。
So you actually found in your emotional intelligence. If you're emotionally intelligent, should you be happy?
咁即係話嗱，你諗下，如果我哋話所謂用我哋個情緒控制得好咧，係你開心定唔開心啊？
So this is actually where you find what emotional happiness is. The side of emotional happiness. So the side of emotional intelligence is happiness.
咁咧，所謂嗰個即係 EQ 咧，如果你係冇個開心嘅時候，你根本就係冇用嘅。
Not just happiness when things go well for you, but happiness when things go wrong for you.
咁即係話我哋除咗咧，我哋在逆境的時候又咁開心，在順境的時候開心，咁呢個先至叫做 happiness， 即係呢個先叫開心。
One of the monks in Malaysia a few years ago, he only died a year or two ago, when he was diagnosed with terminal cancer by his doctor, he burst out laughing. His oncologist said that's the first time ever he's seen someone laugh when they've been told they're going to die.
咁有個人咧。咁佢去睇醫生啦，醫生話佢係末期嘅癌症就死㗎啦。咁呢個人咧就喺度大笑啊，反而佢從來未有人可以知道自己就嚟死咁開心嘅。
That's called emotional intelligence. You're gonna die anyway. Why not have a good time while you're doing it?
咁就呢個叫即係我哋叫情緒嘅管理，因為你知道遲早都要死啦，就算而家知道死都冇所謂，你開始好識笑啦。
When you failed, you get upset.
如果你係我哋話衰咗嘅時候，我哋就會唔開心嘅。
Sometimes you know I want to give a terrible talk. I want to give such a bad talk that everybody walks out. Because if that happened, then I can be free and I can rest.
咁老師有諗過咧，啲死竅嗰啲話，俾一個最差嘅開始啊，等啲人唔開心走咗啦，咁我就唔使再講啦。
But if I give a really nice talk, then it's wonderful. I'm inspiring people, and I get very happy.
但係咧，就老師嚟講，佢係中意俾一啲好嘅開示咧，因為如果個個都開心嘅時候咧，佢又會自己覺得好開心嘅。
So emotional intelligence is realizing it's always win-win.
咁即係如果我哋用個情緒嘅管理，就應該我哋叫雙贏嘅局面嚟嘅。
So meditation helps you become wise enough that you're not afraid of anything.
咁如果我哋禅修做得好嘅話咧，我哋對任何嘢我哋都唔會有個驚恐喺度嘅。
For example,I fly so often. I go into many, many aircraft that go over the world teaching. And one day somebody asked me, look, there's so many terrorists now. They put bombs in their shoes. They put bombs in their underpants. I don't know, bombs in their bras. I don't know where you can next put your bombs. Aren't you afraid of somebody blowing you up at 30,000 feet?
咁老師呢，成日要即係去講學啦，就飛嚟飛去嘅。咁因為好多啲恐怖分子呢，又去你鞋帶又有炸彈啊，你個底褲又有啊，你個胸圍又有炸彈啊，咁有人問佢，老師你唔驚人哋炸死你㗎咁樣
？And I said no, I'm actually quite happy if I die in an aircraft explosion at 30,000 feet, because I said there's three benefits from dying in aircraft explosion.
咁老師同人講話，佢如果係嘅，佢好開心啊，如果可以喺個3000尺以上嘅空中咧，個飛機爆炸佢死嘅話咧，因為佢有三個利益嘅。
The first benefit, instant cremation is done on the spot. You know how hard it is when there's a funeral ceremony here in Hong Kong. How much effort it takes to arrange. If you've ever arranged a funeral service for your mother or father, oh, it's so much stress.If you die at 30,000 feet, it's done for you by Cathay Pacific.
第一個好處咧，就係佢即刻可以火化咗你啦。你知唔知香港要做一個火化幾多錢同埋幾多個問題啊？咁你如果搭國泰嘅，咁佢同你搞掂咗啦，已經。
The second benefit, you know how expensive it is to do a funeral here in Hong Kong? How many thousands of Hong Kong dollars it costs? If you die at 30,000 feet.It's not just no cost, but your family make money out of your funeral. They get insurance.
因為咧，如果通常你喺飛機爆炸，佢會有個保險俾你嘅。咁你唔知喺香港要做一個葬禮要幾多錢咧？如果咁嘅時候，你慳翻呢筆錢之外咧，你仲可以攞到保險金。
But the best advantage, I saved it to the last. The best advantage of dying in aircraft explosion at 30,000 feet. If you die at 30,000 feet, you're so close to heaven, it's easy to go the rest of the way.
因為三萬尺以上咧，你如果喺嗰度死嘅話咧，咁你同個天堂好近，咁你行得近啲，快好多。
That's emotional intelligence.
咁呢啲就係情緒嘅管理啦。
Okay, next question.
And this is for walking meditation.Is it a must to walk slowly for walking meditation? And part B, any special room for not having food after 12 p.m. than noon in the retreat? That's the precepts.
Okay, number one, it's all right doing walking meditation slow in the temple. But if you do walking meditation across the road, please walk fast.
即係喺寺院啊，或者你喺啲禅修營，你行咧可以慢慢行。但如果你行喺馬路咧，就唔該你行快啲啦。
So keep it natural，
自然啲咁樣行。
And the reason why we don't eat in the afternoon is because people in the Hong Kong are too fat。
點解我哋十點鐘唔準食飯嗰個啱我，因為咧香港人太肥啦。
But why do you want to eat in the afternoon?It's two times a day, that's enough.
咁點解我哋要諗翻轉頭？點解我哋食咁多嘢咧？一日食兩餐唔夠咩
？And it means all those cooks, they don't have to keep working for you for such a long time.
最少咧，啲廚師唔使咁辛苦，要煮咁多嘢、咁多餐俾我哋食。
So when you get home, tell your husband, I'm only going to feed you once a day now.
咁你翻屋企之後，同你先生講，以後我只係準你食一餐。
It's much easier. It takes so much time cooking for him in the morning, in afternoon, at supper time. Wow, I'm only going to cook for you once. If you want something else, you've got to cook it yourself.
咁你諗下，你一日如果煮三餐嘅，用幾多時間去買嘢啊、煮餸啊咁？咁你翻去就同你先生講話，我煮一餐就以後我唔理㗎啦。
It's just simple, so you just do it all in one go, which means you don't waste so much time in the afternoon and evening. Have you got so much time you can waste it cooking and eating and cleaning up? Imagine if you did it all in one go. You know, your breakfast, your lunch and dinner all in one pot.And do it once. It all gets mixed up inside anyway. And then that'll be it, finished for the day. You'll be free.
咁你有冇諗過呢，如果我哋將所有嘅嘢煮埋做一餐，即係一餐一桶嘢裏面呢，咁你分開三餐食都得嘅啫，你唔使一定要每一餐一日做三餐咁嘥時間啦。同埋即係無論如何你食咗啲嘢入咗個肚都係咁㗎啦，都係一樣嘢嚟㗎啦。咁如果我哋可以咁做嘅話，我哋慳返好多時間，又簡單，咁我哋又自由啦。
So that's why, just simplicity.
就是過簡,即是簡單的原因而已。
Okay, next question.
How can mindfulness help us when we are involved in social changes or social movements? If mindfulness is about letting go of controlling and trying, how do we avoid the danger of becoming passive or uncritical in our daily lives?
那
個問題就話咧，佢即係講嗰個覺察力咧。咁如果我哋喺即係社會嗰啲轉變啊，同埋有啲嗰啲運動嘅時候，我哋會點處理咧？咁第二樣嘢咧，如果你嗰個覺察力嘅話咧，係講關於係放下啲嘢咧，我哋唔需要控制，亦都唔需要嘗試去做嘢咧。咁嗰個時候，我哋喺日常生活之中，我哋咪變得係好被動，同埋好唔識得去批判咯。
Many years ago, one of my friends told me this story. He was in the British Army during the Second World War, and he was fighting the Japanese soldiers in Burma.
咁佢有個朋友就係以前係士兵嚟嘅，咁佢就係喺德國打啲日本人，我冇搞錯咯。緬甸 ，Burma。
In Burma, yeah, Myanmar.One day, he was with just a small group of soldiers patrolling in the jungle. And they stumbled in to the middle of a whole battalion of Japanese soldiers. They were totally surrounded and vastly outnumbered. At war, he thought he was going to die.
咁佢有佢小撮人咧，就有一次就喺個俾啲日本兵嗰個軍營裏邊咧圍住咗啊！咁佢覺得哇好危險，因為嗰啲日本兵比佢多好多啊！咁佢哋覺得佢哋就嚟要死啦。
So he thought, I will be a hero. Let's try and fight our way out, even though the odds are against us. Who knows? Somebody might make it. That's a heroic thing to do.And even if we all die, we'll take a lot of enemy soldiers with us into death. That's what a soldier does. That's what tough guys do. That's what we will do.
咁佢嚟咧就去個即係好似個領袖會同我哋講，我哋要殺一條血路出去，就算我哋死咗，殺得幾多就幾多個。呢個係所謂叫英雄嘅本色。我哋要攬住啲敵人一齊死嘅，我哋殺得幾多就幾多啦。
But the captain hadn't heard of Bruce Willis or Clint Eastwood. So he said, no, we will not fight our way out.
咁嗰個個隊長啦，個 captain 話我哋唔會，因為可能佢睇過《奇靈醫事會》咧，《獨行俠》嗰個咧，同埋另外一個明星嗰啲戲咧，佢話我唔會咁做嘅。
Instead, said the captain, we will all sit down and make a cup of tea.
咁佢話咧，我就唔會咁做啦。而家我哋不如決定，我哋坐低，整一杯茶嚟飲。
It was the British Army, remember?
因為呢個係英國軍嚟，佢中意飲下午茶嘅。
So my friend thought the captain was mad, was crazy. How can you think of having a cup of tea when you're surrounded by the enemy at war, about to die?But orders were orders. They had to be obeyed. So even though he thought it was madness, Together with his friends, they made a cup of tea.
咁啊，老師嘅朋友咧，嗰個士兵，佢覺得哇，呢個 captain 都傻嘅。我哋喺咁多人圍住之中，就嚟死啦，仲喺度飲咖啡或飲茶。但係佢哋因為我哋話軍人係要服從上邊嘅，咁做乜？佢哋跟住真係好似個隊長咁講，坐低喺度整杯茶飲。
While they were making the cup of tea, one of the soldiers, the scout, went to investigate. When he came back, he whispered to the captain, and the captain whispered to the soldiers, "Put the tea away. The enemy has moved. There's a way out." And they all crawled through that gap in the encircling enemy forces. They all escaped unhurt.
咁咧就跟住咧，即係嗰啲哨兵咧，咁佢出去就睇完之後就翻嚟話，細聲同我個 captain 講。咁個 captain 就細聲同啲士兵講，講咩咧？佢話嗰啲敵人咧就好靜咁樣慢慢去爬咗走喎，就離開咗佢哋喎。
And that man said he owed his life to the wisdom of that captain. Not once, but many times.There were times when he was in financial disaster or had cancer. Even though he thought he was about to die, when there was nothing to do, he just sat down and had a cup of tea.
咁佢呢個即係老師嘅朋友咧，就好多謝呢個 captain 嗰個隊長啊。咁因為佢用呢個方法咧，令到啲反而調轉日本仔走曬嘅，咁佢救咗佢條命啦。咁到之後佢有即係經濟危機啊。佢病啊 ，cancer 嘅時候咧，佢記得呢、這、一個captain 嗰個咁嘅忠告咧，佢有咩事佢就坐低，即係杯茶，反而過咗關。
So he was conserving his energies, and because life is always changing, the soldiers surrounding you will always be moving, and you wait for that chance when you can do something, and then you take it.
咁我哋咧，因為我哋生命嘅裏邊所有嘅我哋嘅環境係不斷咁轉變嘅，咁所以我哋最好就等好個機會就做我哋要做嘅嘢，即係好似嗰啲士兵佢哋都會變，我哋嘅生命好多嘢都會變嘅。
That is EQ, emotional intelligence.
呢個就係個情緒嘅管理啦。
When there's nothing to do, even if you're about to die, have a cup of tea, enjoy the moment, because things are always changing.When they do change, when there is something to do, that's when you're active.
咁當我哋有即係生命之中有啲逆境嘅時候咧，我哋係持之泰然，係住在當下。咁我哋又係等個機會成熟嘅時候，我哋先做嘢。如果唔係嘅時候，就飲杯茶，等個機會嚟到，我哋先至去做嘢。
The trouble with people today, they know how to be active, socially active, politically active.But they don't know how to sit down and have a cup of tea, which means when they should be doing nothing, they're making matters worse.
因為好多時我哋咧就係太過急進啊，好反，即係好反應得好快。有咩事嘅時候，我哋就好快去反應啊。我哋唔識得去靜下嚟睇一睇，究竟有乜嘢可以做到？唔識得去飲杯茶嚟睇啱嘅時候先做嘢。
So that is how to be socially active.To learn the times when you should be passive. That's what you learn here. And that makes you far more effective in whatever you do in your life.
咁就係呢，我哋話要靜嘅時候嘅被動嘅時候，係喺我哋禅修之中學如何喺被動之中去做主動。因為時機啱嘅時候，我哋先做嘢嘅。咁喺個就算社會嘅活動之中，我哋都係咁樣做人。
During the time when the red shirts and yellow shirts were fighting in Bangkok, that story was on the front page of the biggest selling Thai paper in Thailand. They said that story, say, look, there's nothing much we can do, so let's all sit down in Thailand and drink lots of tea.
咁曾經有個我唔係好知嗰個新聞係講個白衫同紅衫軍打交嗰度啊，喺泰國咧。咁啲軍人坐低，英國人就坐低，我哋冇乜嘢可以做到啊，都係坐低飲杯茶，等機會。
Okay, next question.
It's a meditation for Buddhists and a person of other religion. Is there any difference? Will they achieve different, or can they achieve the same status, the state?
咁個題目就問咧，我呢個禪修係佛教嘅。咁如果我唔係佛教徒嘅話咧，咁我做嘅禪修會唔會個結果係一樣咧
？A couple of days ago, they took me for lunch to the restaurant with authentic Shanghai vegetarian cuisine. Now, to get authentic Shanghai vegetarian cuisine, you need a China person to cook it. A Caucasian would not be able to cook it. It's the same if you want authentic, top quality meditation, you need a Buddhist to teach it.
To teach it. 咁咧就前幾日咧就老師出去食上海菜啊，咁佢帶佢一間係真正嘅上海菜嘅素菜館啊。咁個廚師咧就一個上海人，一個中國人嚟做嘅。咁我哋話咧，如果你係真係要學禪修嘅咧，你要揾一個真正嘅佛教老師。
Okay, next question.
你 get 到嘛？Can anyone get in my meditation to communicate and to help me?Is it an all the way, or is it all the way that we have to be alone in meditation, or you will help us?
Ah, yes.
Sorry. 咁呢個同學就問咧，會唔會有任何人啊？我諗佢講一啲老師啦，可以進入我哋嘅禪修之中咧，同我哋溝通嘅，幫我哋嘅，或者定係我哋而係即係食自己，淨係執自己做嘅咧
？So I've already got into your mind. It's too late now. You won't be able to get me out.
咁老師答話：你已經太遲啦，佢已經將我佢個即係個教法俾咗我哋，入咗我哋嘅心㗎啦，已經。
Now I've got in, you can meditate alone, and it means quite surprised. Sometimes you're meditating, and a thought, an idea will come up into your mind, and you remember, ah, I know who told me that. That was Ajahn Brahm, maybe a year, 2 years, maybe 10 years ago. That still happens to me. Sometimes I'm meditating, a little problem comes up.And I know the solution, and I know, that's what Ajahn Chah told me a long time ago.
咁咧，我哋好多時如果禪修啊，會知嘅。咁你坐坐咧，有陣時候啲答案就會出嚟嘅。咁個答案係邊個俾你嘅咧？就可能你幾年前聽過老師講嘅課，即係老師話佢自己都係嘅。有時佢坐坐有啲問題出嚟，諗到個答案嘅時候咧，咁佢呢個係以前阿姜茶，即係佢老師教佢嘅，即係同我哋一樣咁嘅 case 嘅咋。
That's why I don't mind telling you many things you don't understand now.Even if I teach you very, very deep teachings of Buddhism, I don't care, you may not understand it now, but the seed is planted in your mind, and later on, the seed will bear fruit.
咁老師咧就佢唔介意咧，我哋問嘅問題好似好愚蠢，但係佢會俾好深嘅教學我哋嘅，即係啲開始全部可能我哋唔明嘅。咁佢嘅用意就係同我哋種一個種，種而有個種子嘅時候咧，佢遲早就萌芽就會生長嘅。咁所以就係老師教我哋個方法嚟嘅。
Okay, next question.
Oh, today morning, a student mentioned about the subconscious mind. I would like to ask if subconscious mind has any function during meditation.
Okay. 呢個同學就問我哋今朝有個同學係問過咧，就關於個潛意識啊。咁而家佢就問老師個潛意識喺我哋嗰個禪修之中有冇作用啊？
As you develop more mindfulness, the subconscious becomes conscious, and the whole of the mind can be seen.
咁咧，如果我哋個禪修一路加深嘅話咧，咁我哋所有個潛意識咧就變咗我哋個第六識。咁我哋根本得翻一個識，咁你就明白我哋講乜啦。
Just like submarine comes to surface and you can see it.
咁即係好似隻潛水艇咧，咁由個海底浮咗上嚟，咁你會睇嗰隻潛水艇啊。
Okay.
Oh, this four parts.
Okay.
One by one. And the first one, jhana, is that equal to samadhi? Is that the same?
Yes, that is called samadhi. And please don't call it in English right concentration. That's a terrible translation. Call it right stillness.
Right stillness.
Stillness. Okay. And that's jhana. Incredibly still mind.
咁呢個題目咧就係問咧禪那係咪即係等於摩三摩地嘅三摩地？咁老師話係禪那係嗰個 三啊啲，我哋係即係八正道嗰、那個 ，is the noble path。
Yeah, the eighth factor of the noble eightfold path。
嗰個係嗰個八正道嗰個正定。咁佢就話個英文而個音嗰、那個即係個意譯唔好就是、right concentration， 佢應該係 stillness。我哋而家會用嘅字就係嗰個靜止。咁呢個就是一樣嘅。咁 the second part is enlightenment. What is actually enlightenment？
I mentioned that in the simile of the wishing game. Being so content, you have no more wishes. Or rather, you don't need any more wishes.
這個題目就問呢，即是作覺悟啦，我想這個很多人，這個意思大家都不明白，就是正覺啊，覺悟都是這個字啦， enlightenment 呢，是什麼意思？咁老師話，就好似剛才那個故仔呢，那個遊戲那個故仔呢，第五個那個人講的嘢啦，我哋係滿足，我哋唔需要任何嘢啦，即係無欲無求啦。
Okay.
And that one, the part C, and how can we recognize what we see in the stillness, the light in the stillness? Is it really from the stillness, or we just imagine it out?
Ah, remember, this is the world of the mind.These are mind-made things, and there's no difference between imagination and reality.
嗱，呢個題目咧就係話我哋點樣認知啊？嗰個喺個禅定裏邊見到老師講話嗰個光咧，同埋我哋自己諗出嚟嘅光有咩分別咧？咁老師嘅答案就話咧，所有嘢都係個心諗出嚟嘅，咁所以咧同幻想係冇分別嘅。
Even right now, what you're seeing and hearing, is that real?Or are you imagining it?
咁而家我哋喺度听紧嘢、睇紧嘢，究竟我哋谂出嚟嘅嘢定系真实嘅嘢嚟嘅咧
？There was one student in Australia. He had such a difficult time watching his breath. He just could not watch his breath.
咁澳洲老师嘅寺院都有个澳洲嘅细路仔咧，佢系唔识得佢点样睇到佢嘅呼吸噶。
And he had a teacher. He never told me who this teacher was.But the teacher cured the problem. Brilliant teacher. He said, sit down, and when you meditate, don't try and watch the breath, but imagine you're watching the breath. Imagine what it's like to watch the breath.
咁呢就佢嗰個學生就冇話佢邊個係佢老師，但佢個老師教咗個方法俾佢，佢覺得好用嘅呢就係呢，佢因為睇唔到個呼吸，佢教佢坐低，你想像點樣去呼吸，咁你想像咩叫呼吸，咁佢就做到啦。
So my disciple, he closed his eyes and he just imagined he was watching the breath. And after about 5 minutes, the teacher said, what are you watching? And he said, the breath.
咁佢老師呢叫佢即係坐低坐定定咁樣去幻想個去想像嗰個呼吸啦。咁過咗五分鐘之後呢，佢老師就問佢，你做緊乜嘢呀？佢話我睇緊個呼吸啦。
Because in deep meditation, there's hardly any difference at all. What is imagining anyway is just the creating of the mind. And that's all you're doing anyway. The whole world is the creation of your mind.
咁我哋中文有个萬物為心造，我哋所有嘢都係我哋想像出嚟嘅。我哋而家所有嘢見到嘅嘢都係我哋心想像出嚟嘅。
So if you realize that the world is the creation of your mind, you can create a nice world. It's all up to you. You can do it.You are the creator.
因为既然是这样，我们心的力量这么大的话，我们做一个美好的世界，因为我们是一个世界的主人。
If there are any scientists here, that is the meaning of the Schrodinger equation in quantum physics. The world is just a smear of probabilities. When you make an observation, when you look, when you hear, you smell, taste, touch,You collapse the Schrodinger equation, and you create reality. That's known as the Copenhagen interpretation of quantum physics.
That's difficult. You understand? I roughly get the meaning.
But just in science, in quantum physics, you see from the equations that by observing, by knowing, you create the world.
佢嗰個意思就係喺個質量子物理學嗰度嚟講咧，我哋當我哋睇嘅嘢嘅時候咧，我哋可以創造啲嘢出嚟。
Okay, next question.
So the last one.
Well, in the stillness, can we really see the gods or the bodhisattvas, the Buddhas and all that? And if I can, what part of our mind to do this? Is it the conscious mind or the mindfulness? Which part of the mind that can see these bodhisattvas and all the Buddhas? Is that, it's not that we use our physical eye to see it. It's not physical eyes to see it.
Okay, translate. Yeah,
that's the last one.
Translate.
Yeah. Oh, 咁呢個中文佢話咧，話喺禅定之中啊，咁佢話咪可以睇到啲天人啊、天神啊、諸佛菩薩啦、啊。如果係真嘅時候咧，究竟我哋係用我哋個心識咧去睇啊，定係用個正念去睇咧？咁唔係用肉眼去睇嘅。
Yes.You can see the bodhisattvas, you can see the gods, you can see anything. But is that real? Or is that imaginary? Or does it make any difference?
咁老師話係可以嘅，但係你諗下，你睇到嘅天神啊、諸佛菩薩啦，咁係咪真嘅咧？係定係你想象出嚟嘅嘢嚟嘅咧？
To answer the question, there was many books written.About ordinary people who on the operating table or because of an accident they leave their body and go floating out of their body towards the light and they go through the light and on the other side they meet a person usually who tells them you're not ready to die yet, go back. So they go back into their body, they wake up and they live to tell the taleIt's called NDE, Near-Death Experiences. If you're interested, get on Google. Very simple, three letters, NDE. It's amazing what you might find.
咁有啲人咧就叫臨死嗰啲經驗啊。咁佢哋咧有啲人話喺個手術台上邊咧睇到自己即係死啦，以為自己死咗就喺離開咗個身體。咁啊，見到啲光，咁又去揾到啲人，有啲人話啦：你唔應該死，你未夠時辰啊！你行翻轉頭啦。咁佢會翻翻落佢個身體，翻完個身體之後，佢就會醒翻啦。咁你如果去做 Google 咧，即係上網睇咧，就好多啲咁嘅臨死嘅經驗嘅。
And in one book which I read, a doctor in a hospital in California, I think in San Francisco, was recording many, many experiences.Of people from different religions. If you were a Christian, maybe a Protestant, then you went through that light and you saw Jesus. Jesus told you. And when they come back, they've got perfect faith. Jesus exists. I've got the correct religion. But if you're a Catholic, on the other side of that light, you see the Virgin Mary. And they think, no.Catholicism is the right religion. For the Hindus, they went through there and they saw Lord Krishna. The Mahayana Buddhists, they saw Kuan Yin. The Vajrayanas saw Manjushri or Tara. The Theravada Buddhists, they saw a Deva. And those people who didn't believe in any religion, the atheists, they saw Uncle George.
咁咧，好多人唔同，因為根據唔同嘅宗教咧，我哋會睇嘅嘢會唔同嘅。如果有佢一個長白就因為佢加州有個人咁嘅，咁佢咧就有。如果你係基督徒嘅話咧，你就會睇到耶穌啦。如果你係天主教徒咧，你就會睇到聖母瑪利啦。如果你係大乘即係菩薩道嘅大乘人嘅咧，你會睇到觀音啦。如果你密乘嘅人咧，你會睇到文殊師利菩薩啦。或者睇到盜墓 Tara， 咁佢就即係有如果 Hindus 即係嗰個印度教咧，會睇到 Christian 佢哋個神啦。咁如果係南傳咧，會睇到天神，即係諸如此類，係個個人睇嘅嘢都唔同嘅。
So what's happening? Because all these people are perfectly sure that they saw these great beings. Is it the case that all these beings are waiting like in a room?And they see who's coming. And they say, hey, this is a Protestant, it's your turn, Jesus. Hey, this is a Chinese Buddhist from Hong Kong, Mahayana, Kuan Yin, your turn.
咁你有冇諗過係咪呢啲咁嘅聖者啦，啲咁嘅聖人咧坐曬個房， 如果知道你是基督徒，哦，耶稣你出去见佢咧，轮到你啦。如果你是想见观音嘅咧，观音嚟见你啦。诸如此类，系咪咁样咧？你估
？Or are they just seeing something and adding the details of what they expect to see？
定系佢哋根本就系因为佢哋见到啲嘢，可能见到啲嘢，但系佢哋加埋佢嘅期望，所以佢望到嗰样嘢出嚟啦。
Is there really a Kuan Yin, or do we create her? Is there really a Jesus, or does faith make that person? Because Westerners who see Jesus always see him with gold hair and blue eyes.
咁系咪因为我哋即系我哋要创造出嚟咧？咁系观音系咪我哋创造出嚟嘅咧？咁外国人咧中意耶稣，因为佢哋中意睇金发蓝眼嘅。
But Jesus was a Jewish Arab. They don't have blue eyes or gold hair.
咁基督应该系犹教人嚟嘅，犹太人嚟嘅，所以佢唔系有金发，唔系蓝眼嘅。
When you realize in meditation how powerful the mind is to create.The answers to those questions are very clear to you. The mind has created most of those things. There's a core there which is real. What you're really seeing is yourself.
咁我哋因为我哋你禅修得耐，就知道我哋嘅心嘅力系好强嘅，我哋可以创造任何嘅嘢嘅。咁老师话最后你真系睇到嘅咧系你自己，你创造出嚟嘅。
You're seeing your mind, the thing which can create anything.
我哋睇到个心，个心系可以制造任何嘅嘢嘅，万法嚟心造啊。
That's why meditation is such great fun. You're seeing the source of all these creations, and it's not a god, it's your mind.
咁我哋因为个心力咁强咧，我哋可以喺嗰度睇到我哋个心个力。咁万法为心造咧，咁所以你话你想睇到上帝，就上帝系我哋做出嚟嘅。
And soon you'll be coming to that mind.And seeing the source of all creation.
咁我哋迟早咧可以睇到呢个心，亦都睇到个源头系点样。我哋点样去做啲嘢出嚟
？And when you see that mind is totally empty, then that's the end of all creation.
咁当你睇到嗰个我哋个心嘅空性嘅时候咧，所有嘅嘢都系我哋做出嚟嘅时候咧，咁我哋就真系要玩完啦，唔使话再玩啦。
So as they say on the TV, watch.This space.
所以老师话佢哋睇住呢个空间。
Okay, next question.
Okay. How about this? Okay. Oh, this is a long one.
Okay.
Okay. And you said yesterday, I think the word I use is that the karma can be replaceable, right? Yeah. And said is that the karma can be replaceable.And then if we can do the, through the stillness, we can eliminate all that obstructions. So that, but I heard that many, many high monks and when they're old or when they're in the middle age, they got all sorts of diseases or cancer, even cancer. And then they are torturing themselves and they are suffering. The guys think they're suffering.Even though your teacher, John Cha, and he has been in bed for over 10 years, right? And he cannot speak, he cannot eat, and even he cannot go to the toilet. He needs his disciples to take care of him. So if he got some miserable life, then how come they can't use the meditation to clear the karma?So that they get a healthy body, or is he using his dharma to help the disciples to eliminate their obstacles? That's the what is it? Yeah, that's the first part. First part. You want the second? 嗱，呢個題目好得意嘅，我都好好玩。咁佢話咧，老師琴日我哋用咗個字眼咧，就係佢問我係咪可以代替，我用咗個字就 replaceable， 即係話個業力咪可以改變，係咪可以改變嘅可能性？咁老師話係嘅。咁咧就佢話，既然個業力可以改咧，即係經過禅定可以改個業力嘅話咧，咁點解好多啲法師啊、啲高僧大德咧，喺老年嘅時候或者中年嘅時候咧，就好多時候有病㗎，有啲即係
即係有啲人直情有癌症嘅。咁佢哋咁病嘅時候咧，佢咪成日都係即係受苦啊，咁好慘啊。咁好似一個例子就係好似阿老師嘅老師阿姜茶咧個大德咧，咁佢其中咧就佢喺臨老嗰時咧，佢病超過十年嘅，就係瞓喺張牀度嘅。咁佢唔識得唔可以講嘢啦，唔可以食嘢啦，佢大小二便咧都要啲弟子去照顧佢嘅。咁嘅命運咧喺我哋嚟睇，即係一般人嚟睇咧，覺得佢哋哇好慘啫。如果佢咁嘅話，點解唔用佢禪修嚟將呢啲咁嘅惡業啊冚唪消曬，咪冇事咯？咁亦定係佢用嘅第二個方法就係佢係代啲弟子嘅去消罪啊，叫代替法啦。
Great monks and nuns, they don't get sick. Ajahn Chah wasn't sick. Ajahn Chah wasn't bedridden. Ajahn Chah wasn't someone who couldn't eat. Ajahn Chah wasn't someone who couldn't go to the toilet. His body was sick, but not Ajahn Chah.
咁我哋咧就话，即系所有嗰啲大德咧，或者阿姜茶嘅例子咧，佢哋冇病嘅。咁係咩？佢個身體有病，咁阿姜茶係冇病嘅，就算啲大德都係冇病嘅。
So I hope you understand that's the answer to the question. The body is sick, but not the mind.
咁我哋嘅身體會病，但我哋嘅心，嗰啲大德佢哋嘅心係唔會有病嘅。
So that's why through meditation, your body can be dying of cancer. So what? You're at peace.As a Buddha once said, this was to Nalakapita and Nalakamata, who was getting very, very old, saying, even though the body is sick, don't let the mind be sick.
咁咧，佛陀講佢個弟子啊，咁佢話咧，我哋個身體可以病，但係我哋個心唔會病嘅。咁所以我呢個同修明白到，我哋身體係會病，佢哋會為咗癌病而死，但係我心係唔會病嘅。
Even the Buddha.Died of a stomach ache.
就算佛陀咧，啲弟子话佢系有胃痛噶。
People in Australia are very funny. I once asked the person, "What was the Buddha's last words of advice?" And he replied, "Don't eat the curry."
Curry, you say? 佢话佛，don't eat the curry.咁咧，佢話喺澳洲得意嘅啲弟子就問法師咧，咁佢哋講咧，佛陀最後講咩咧？就係唔好食咖喱
嚇，
因為佢胃痛 ，because of the stomach。
That's right，
所以唔好食咖喱。
That killed him.
And the second part, and you said that the karma can be replaceable, but he heard.That the Buddha said it's not possible. There's no way. And for example, it's not a story. Is that the people, the second tribe, when they were killed by another emperor? Yeah, the 500 people died, and Buddha said it's a collective karma, so that he cannot save him. Yeah. 咁呢個題目咧就係講話即係嗱。佛陀咧就講過話業力就唔可以燒嘅，咁咧佢有一次係離流王，咁佢就去滅釋迦牟尼佛個家族嗰啲人嗰時咧，有500個人死走，即係死咗嘅。咁嗰時穆建連咧就話佢想將嗰啲人咧擠喺個缽定嗰個兜度，想救呢班人嘅。但佛陀話係冇用嘅，因為係呢個係呢個共業嚟嘅，咁我哋要應咗呢個業嘅。咁咧就算。穆建連擠落個兜咧，終於完咗之後咧，嗰啲500個人都死咗，就變咗血水啊！
It's true. The Buddha said you can't run away from karma, you can't escape from it by hiding in the mountains or in the forests. That's not the way to escape from karma.
咁佛陀講意思，你唔可以匿喺個山啊，乜嘢都唔做就可以逃避個業力。
But by becoming enlightened, then you can escape from karma.
即係當你係成就嘅時候，我哋話即係你係 awakening 嘅時候，你醒覺嘅時候咧，你就可以啦。
But his 500 or so countrymen, the Sakyans, they weren't enlightened. That's why they could not escape.
咁佢哋點解會死咧？因為嗰啲唔係正覺者嚟嘅。
But someone like Angulimala, as I said, killed 999 people, and he didn't have to pay all the karmic retribution for that.
咁 Angulimala 咧，佢殺咗990。幾個人咧，但佢都唔會死。
So if you've got lots and lots of bad karma coming, you better meditate pretty well in the next few days to get enlightened, or you'll be in big trouble.
咁所以如果你自覺咧自己好多唔好嘅業力嘅話咧，咁你最好你跟住佢幾日猛去禪修咧，等你自己可以快啲 get 快啲可以證悟啦。
Okay, next. Okay,
the last one. I really don't know how to pronounce his name. Mogalana. Yeah, yeah. And he's one of the. He was hidden. He's died because he hidden by stone to death, right? Is someone
oh, yes.
kill him? And if he has got miracle powers and all that, but still he has to die because of karma.
呢個題目就係木建連，咁佢就係俾惡族用啲石頭打死嘅。咁因為佢有神通啊，但佢都要死啊，即係都要俾石頭打死而死嘅。
Yeah, that was Mogalana, one of the great monks in the time of the Buddha, and he did die by getting beaten to death. The people came for him 7 times. The first 6 times, he just vanished. He disappeared. He used his psychic power, so they couldn't find him.But he realized they kept on coming. He realized sooner or later they have to get to him because in a previous life he killed his parents. And they say that's such bad karma, killing your parents. That's something which is very difficult. Actually, no one can escape.
咁木建連咧，然後佢嗰世咧，即係最後嗰世咧，咁佢又試過用6次就俾人打，佢用神通走咗啊。咁到第7次嘅時候咧，因為佢睇到原來佢上一世係殺咗個父母啊。咁呢個咁強，即係咁強烈嘅惡業咧，係冇人可以幫到佢嘅。
But even though he was beaten up, still he was very peaceful. One thing the Buddha said: there's somebody is beating you up and torturing you. It's called the simile of the saw. If you have one thought of anger or ill will towards the people torturing you, you're not a disciple of the Buddha.
哦，咁佛陀講過咧，即係如果有人去磨蝕你啊，去敲問你嘅時候咧，如果你心中可能發生某一刻嘅嗔怒心咧，咁嘅時候你都唔係佛陀嘅弟子。咁木建連俾人打嗰陣時咧，佢完全冇一個嗔怒心嘅，佢係好平和嘅，好祥和嘅。
So that was a great disciple. He didn't have any anger towards his killers.
咁所以佢係。一個大弟子啦，所以佢對佢殺佢嘅人，佢完全係冇一個嗔怒心嘅。
So even though his body hurt, his mind was peaceful.
同樣咧，佢嘅身體係俾人打好痛，但係佢心係冇問題嘅。
That's how you escape from the results of karma. Your mind is perfectly peaceful.
呢個就係我哋點樣去話去脱離個業力嘅影響，因為我哋嘅心係咁祥和嘅。
Even though the body is in pain, the mind is at peace.
咁咧，就算我哋身體係有痛，但係我個心係好平靜，係完全冇事嘅。
Okay.
But time's up.
Okay, so time is up. So those who didn't have the questions answered is because you made some bad karma in the past, and you can't escape from that. So that means your questions aren't answered today.
唔好意思，因為今日時間咁啊，老師同你哋講笑咧，即係我哋有啲業力唔好嘅人咧，佢題目喺嗰度，因為我讀得慢啫。咁我哋聽日有時間再讀，我哋會盡量做曬。
So now we can take a break.
Yeah.
And the next is 7:30 or 8 o'clock.
Eight o'clock. Seven. Is it seven? Eight o'clock.
8 o'clock is
for your talk.
For the talk.
Yeah.
So before then, there's the opportunity to have a wash, have a cup of tea, whatever you wish to do. And if you're doing nothing, nothing to do, what should you do? When there's nothing to do, have a cup of tea.
咁老師同我哋講咧，而家我哋冇咩嘢做咧，就最好去飲杯茶。
And meditate for you.
咁當然係要禪修咧，佢意思即係。
See you later.
遲啲見。